Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping our listeners hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and if it's the top of the hour, 3 p.m. Central Time, you're hearing Basic Gospel Live, and if you have a question or a life issue perhaps you'd like to discuss with us, we have open lines for you right now at 844-322-2742 in the U.S. and Canada. 844-322-2742. Give us a call right now because it's Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. If you're interested in YouTube and that sort of thing, we released a brand new video today. It's entitled, What Do You Do When You Sin?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody wants to know the answer to that question.
Yeah.
What are we supposed to do when we sin? Sin is an ever-present part of our lives on a daily basis. So when we sin, we want to know, God, what am I supposed to do with that? Well, we've kind of flipped that and asked the question, what does God do when you sin?
Yeah.
And when you understand what God has done and God does, you'll know what to do when you sin. So that's now available on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/basicgospel. So if you're interested, go and check that video out. Also, while you're there, subscribe. Be a part of our Basic Gospel YouTube channel. We would love to have you there.
Indeed.
So that's good news, and we love to see what God is doing there. A gentleman called me not too long ago and said, I watched one of the YouTube videos, and I didn't understand it at first, but watched several times, and after I did, I came to know Jesus.
Oh.
And boy, the grip that sin had on my life just disappeared.
Wow.
And it's exciting to hear that.
Yeah.
God is using that YouTube channel in that way. So go visit us. You can get there, youtube.com/basicgospel. If you'd rather just go to basicgospel.net, you can click the YouTube link right there, and it'll take you there as well. So two ways to get there. But our latest video, What Do You Do When You Sin? And you're going to know the answer to that when you find out what God does.
Yeah.
When you sin. And
yeah,
it's a good news answer. I can guarantee you that.
Excellent.
Well, passage today that I want to read is out of Philippians chapter 2, verses 12 and 13. And this is one of those passages that causes lots of confusion, but it's really a passage that gives us the impact of the resurrection in our day-to-day lives. So it says, therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. So what does Paul want them to obey? This command to continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Well, when it says to work out your salvation, we have to ask the question, what is salvation?
Mm-hmm.
What are we working out? Well, what is salvation? It is simply this. It is the fact that we have been saved from the power and the penalty of sin and death.
Mm-hmm.
We've been saved from that so that we could experience life, so that we could receive new life in Christ Jesus. So salvation is dying in Christ, being buried in Christ, and being raised to walk in the newness of life. So when you're working out this salvation, you're living out this newness of life that is now yours in Christ Jesus. So he says, work out that salvation with fear and trembling. And that fear and trembling is not something about being afraid of punishment if you don't. It's a phrase that means humility.
Mm-hmm.
Paul
yeah.
said that he went to the Corinthians with fear and trembling. In other words, he came to them in humility.
Mm-hmm.
And so humbly work out your salvation. Now, here's the good news. God is working in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose. So God has worked this salvation in you. God has given you new life. God has given you his very life.
Right.
That's good news. So he is working in you to walk by faith in him so that his life can be manifest in and through you.
Yeah.
So this is a great truth, a great reality for all of us. We've been saved. This salvation is about life. It's about Christ's life
mm-hmm.
coming to live inside of us. And we simply work that out by faith.
Yeah.
We manifest that life, his life, out through faith. That's the good news.
Yes, indeed.
So it's a simple thing. It's not something that's confusing. It's not something that should be fearful. It should be an exciting proposition. God is doing something in you. Work it out in your day-to-day life.
It's Basic Gospel, everybody. Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis. Thank you for joining us. If you have a question that you'd like to pose or a life issue you'd like to discuss, give us a call right now at 844-322-2742, both the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742. And friends, you know, throughout Bible history, certain people have twisted and misconstrued many passages of Scripture, causing confusion, doubt, and fear in the minds of Christians and non-Christians alike. If you have concerns about what you hear from the pulpit or read in print or online, well, we have good news for you. To help Basic Gospel listeners sort out fact from fiction, a truth from error, we're offering our donors Andrew Farley's newest book, Twisted Scripture, Untangling 45 Lies Christians Have Been Told. We'll send you a copy when you make your gift to Basic Gospel before midnight this Sunday. That's the end of our fiscal year. And we've talked about the urgency of this to make sure that Basic Gospel is able to remain on the air and online with this good news that you hear every day. So please, make your donation at basicgospel.net. And remember, that deadline for our fiscal year is midnight this Sunday. We really need to hear from you before midnight. So help us get this good news out. Keep it coming and receive your copy of Andrew's book, Twisted Scripture. Donate now at basicgospel.net. Please make your gift today if possible.
Yes, indeed. Well, let's go to Dallas, Texas and talk to Roger. Hi, Roger. You're on Basic Gospel.
Thank you, sir. I have been a Christian as long as I can remember, but I'm losing my mind. I'm afraid I'll lose my salvation. Can you lead me through the prayer of salvation one more time?
Well, Roger, I'd be glad to, but before I do, let me tell you something, because you sound like you're in a position where, like I was in a number of years ago. Boy, every time I sinned, I felt guilty, and I felt like my salvation didn't take place and that Christ had left me. So I'd pray to receive Christ and pray to receive Christ. And I must have prayed 500 times to receive Christ back into my life. And finally, I came to grips with what salvation is. And I was just thinking it was forgiveness, and every time I sinned, I lost that forgiveness, so I lost Christ. But then I realized it was something much more. And what I realized, Roger, that was this, that salvation is receiving the very life of Jesus Christ. So when you respond to the gospel, when you respond to the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus, when you realize that Christ died for your sins, all of them, and that he was buried and that he was raised so that he could come and live inside of you, when you believe that, then you're made alive. You go from death to life, and Jesus comes to live inside of you through his Spirit. And because Jesus has come to live inside of you, and he has promised never to leave you nor forsake you, then your salvation is secure. It's secure because your salvation is his very life. Does that make sense to you?
It sure does.
Okay. So there was a point in time when you received the life of Christ. Is that right? Or
yes.
Okay. So where is Christ right now? He's inside of you, isn't he?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I don't feel it. I don't.
Well, that's okay.
I'm afraid.
Do you feel the air that you breathe in and out? Do you feel that air coming in and being?
Yes, sir, I do.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's just an involuntary thing that we do in breathing. And we're not aware. There's no feeling, that accompanies our breathing. It's just reality, isn't it? And it's the same. It's the same with Jesus. We don't always feel his presence. We don't always have this feeling, but that doesn't negate the truth. And when we start really resting on the truth, then our feelings are going to follow suit. So, Roger, you're thinking that maybe you're not saved. You're thinking that maybe I need to pray again just to make sure. And so when you're thinking that, then your feelings are going to follow suit. You're going to feel like God's not there. And does that make sense?
Yes, sir, it does.
So when you get back to truth, Roger, and you recognize, well, wait a minute, there was a point in time 10 years ago, 15 years ago, whenever it was, when I responded to the gospel. I confessed with my mouth that Jesus is Lord. I believed in my heart that God raised him from the dead. And at that moment, I was saved. Jesus Christ came to live inside of me. And so I'm going to thank him today that he is alive, living inside of me, with the promise that he will never leave me nor forsake me, and with the promise that nothing ever can separate me from his love. And when you start thanking him for that reality, then your feelings start to follow suit.
Okay.
So can I just lead you in a prayer that
recognizes
truth?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
But it will include the another commitment to Christ?
Well, let me ask you, Roger. You've responded. So, do you believe that God has committed himself to you? That God has sent his spirit to live inside of you?
Yes, sir.
Okay, then that's what you want to trust. Okay? Because it's not about your commitment to him, it's about his commitment to you. And he was so committed to you, so in love with you, that he sent Jesus. And the moment you responded, he sent Jesus to take up residence in you. So I want the prayer to be about what he has already done in your life. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, let's pray together, Roger, okay?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. And you just repeat after me, okay?
Okay.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus.
Thank you that he died for my sins.
I thank you that Jesus died for my sins.
And that he forgave every single one.
That he, Jesus, forgave every single one.
Thank you that he was raised back to life.
Thank you that Jesus was raised back to life.
And that he has come to live inside of me.
That he has come to live inside of me. That Jesus has come to live inside of me.
And from this day forward, Lord.
And from this day forward, dear Lord Jesus.
I want to live with an attitude of thankfulness.
I want to live with an attitude of thankfulness.
That you are always with me.
That you are always with me.
That you will never leave me nor forsake me.
That you will never leave me nor forsake me.
That you will be with me forever.
That you will be with me forever.
In Christ's matchless name, amen.
In Christ's matchless name, amen.
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 So, Roger, I want you to write this date down, okay? Today's date, June 27th, 2019. Maybe write it down in your Bible. And
okay, June
27th,
2019.
And just say, this is the day that I drove the stake. That I said, Lord, I'm going to trust that you're in me and with me forever.
I'm going to trust that you are in me and with me forever.
Does that make sense?
Thank you. Yes, sir. I thank you for this.
Oh, you're so welcome, Roger. And what I want to do, I want to send you some resources. And I want to send you a copy of my book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. And then I want to send a CD to you that's entitled Drive the Stake. And once you get those and are able to read through some of it and listen to it, would you call us back?
I don't think I'll be alive much longer.
Okay, so you're battling some terminal illness. Well, that's okay, Roger. You don't have to say. Well, let me. You're here in Dallas. We're here in Dallas. Would you mind if I put you on hold and get some information, and then we can connect with you off air?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Well, let me put you on hold, and we'll get some information, and then we'll be in touch with you. Okay.
Okay.
You hang on, Roger, and thank you so much for your call. And just remember, Jesus loves you. Jesus took away all your sins, every single one of them. He stood in your place and took your punishment. He forgave all your sins, and he came to live inside of you. So just thank God every moment of every day for that truth, that reality, okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you hang on, Roger.
Well, this is Basic Gospel, friends, and obviously that was a struggle for Roger to make that call, and that just shows the importance of Basic Gospel being here, where we can proclaim truth.
Well, too, and at the end, you know, he's saying, "I'm not sure if I'm going to be here much longer." And at the end of your life, you want to make sure that you know Jesus.
Absolutely.
It's not about all the things that you've accumulated in life. It's not about any of that. It's about you and your God. And are you right with God? Are you prepared when you take that last breath to go and be with Him? And that's what Roger wanted, and we pray that through this conversation that some assurance was gained for him, and that he can rest in the finished work of Jesus Christ, not only in his death, but in his resurrection, and that just as Jesus is alive, Roger today is fully alive in Christ.
Yes, indeed.
So that's the most important question that we can ask and have answered in our lives. So, folks, continue to pray for Roger, and we'll look forward to having a follow-up conversation with him.
And, friends, whether you live in the Dallas-Fort Worth area or anywhere in the country, we hope you'll take advantage of an opportunity to come and be a part of something very special coming up in early September, September 6th and 7th, as a matter of fact, right here in Lewisville, Texas, where we are headquartered. It's the Simply Grace Conference, and we would love for you to be a part of that. You can go online and get the information from basicgospel.net/events. And plan that, friends. We would love for you to come in wherever you live in the country and be a part of it. Also, friends, want to remind you we're 3 days away from the end of our fiscal year. And as we approach this Sunday, we do so not with fear of not reaching our budgeted needs, but with an urgency that we need to share, and with gratitude to those of you who have been so faithful through the months and years with your giving to support this ministry. Bob, talk to our listeners a little bit about the gift we have and about the importance of this date coming up.
Well, we have a great resource. It's Andrew Farley's new book, Twisted Scripture. Beautifully written, very clear, cuts through all the confusion so that you can really get the answers you're looking for and put yourself on the solid rock of Christ's finished work for you. So we want to put this resource in your hands. It's our way of saying thank you for standing with us at this critical time. And we do need your help. We need your support. This good news needs to continue to go out so that people like Roger and so many others can get the answers they're looking for. So come join what God is doing through Basic Gospel by going to basicgospel.net and clicking on the donate button and giving a contribution. Mm-hmm. And then when you do, be sure to request your copy of Twisted Scripture.
Twisted Scripture by Andrew Farley, yes.
Well, let's go to Atlanta, Georgia, and talk with Jesse. Hi, Jesse.
Hey, can you hear me okay?
We can hear you just fine.
Hey, real quick, I wanted to say I miss Richard. And then also for Roger, I just wanted to add a little encouragement for Roger just to build on what you said as well. We all go through this. Christians, we all try to look back at a point in time and go, yep, that was it. That was when I received Jesus. But then we're like, well, I've messed up so much since then. But I wanted to point out to Roger in 1 John 3 and 1 John 5, John says, whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And also, whoever believes that Jesus is the Son of God is born of God. He needs to just stop and think about that, because that'll make you go, whoa.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, because God causes that belief. We don't cause that belief. God does.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Jesse, and we appreciate you sharing that. And thank you for your love for Roger and wanting to encourage him. We sure appreciate that. And, you know, that's the joy of kind of Basic Gospel Nation. When somebody calls in and they're looking for assurance, they want to know if they're saved or not. We've got a whole group of people all around this country, around the world, who start praying and want to encourage and want to see the very best for that particular caller, in this case, Jesse, for Roger. So thank you so much for that.
Yeah. Well, Bob, a closing question. Let's go to this one that came in overnight. Almost missed
that. Hi, Bob. This is Kobe Roberts from Taylor Morgan. My question is, I was listening to my pastor preach, and I'm not sure what verse it was. What he said was Jesus got angry and overturned the tables and the money put out on the floor. And I was like, what I understood is Jesus was ever sin in his life and got angry. Then is an anger of sin? Need some clarification on this. Really, this is a relevant question, but I was kind of curious. So. Know the answer to that. Thank you much. God bless.
Thanks, Lou.
Well, yeah, Lou, and it's a great question, and the answer is found in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way just as we are, yet he did not sin. So just from that passage alone, we know that Jesus did not sin. He was perfect. He upheld the law perfectly. He lived his life in love perfectly, and that's what enabled him to become the Lamb of God who could take away the sins of the world. If Jesus had sinned, he couldn't have been our sacrifice. So we know from the Word of God that Jesus was without sin. Now, when he went into the temple and overturned the tables.
Yeah,
he was simply doing what his father told him to do. He was simply saying what his father told him to say. He was living in dependence upon his father. And so those money changers, they were making the temple of God into something that it wasn't supposed to be. And so Jesus just came in with authority and cleared it out. And sometimes we mistake his authority as anger, that he was just seething with anger and he had to do something. But no, he just went in with authority, the authority that his father had given him by saying, this is what I want you to do at this particular moment.
Yeah. Well, Lou, thank you for your call, and we appreciate hearing from you. And if you have further questions, don't hesitate to call, and we'd be glad to hear from you. Friends, we truly need your help before midnight this Sunday, the end of our fiscal year, to keep the good news on the air. It's vital that this new covenant message continue to reach the hearts and lives of people just like you who need to know about God's love, just exactly like Roger. Please make your most generous gift at basicgospel.net before midnight this Sunday, and we'll send you a copy of Andrew Farley's newest book, Twisted Scripture, Untangling 45 Lies Christians Have Been Told. Again, click donate at basicgospel.net. Again, basicgospel.net. If you have a question overnight, give us a call, 844-322-2742, or email bob@basicgospel.net. Well, now for Bob and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to be back again tomorrow as we continue in our wonderful series called The Power of Eight on Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.